The Fair Wages and Salaries Commission has been authorized by the National Labour Commission to review the market premium for pharmacists in the health sector. This is part of a ruling given by a panel that sat on a case between the government and Hospital Pharmacists Association and the Fair Wages Commission after the association embarked on a strike. The association was asked to present itself for a compulsory arbitration after 2 days of a national strike. An ex-officio member of the government and Hospital Pharmacists Association, Raymond Tete, says although the association is happy with the ruling, it is disappointed that the panel gave the grievances committee of the Fair Wages Commission up to the 31st of January to address their concerns. He said the association expected the panel to give the committee about a week to settle their concerns. He spoke to Gloria Anderson.
The ruling specifically states that the Fair Wages and Salary Commission should review the market premium and then the grade structure for pharmacists in the Ministry of Health, Ghana Health Service, and the teaching hospitals. There were three specific rulings. The first one indicated a review for the pharmacists with regard to the grade structure and then the market premium. The second ruling says specifically that the joint agreement between GOSPA, that is the Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association, and the Fair Wages regarding the migration of pharmacists to be sustained. In other words, pharmacists will not be migrated until the differences between ourselves and the Fair Wages is resolved. They've also ruled that the grievances committee of the Fair Wages and Salary Commission should be given or be provided with all the evidences that were tendered at the panel sitting to review the grade structure and then the market premium for pharmacies. The three main rulings.
On the whole, were you satisfied with the ruling given?
Well, yes and no. Yes, because the two main issues we tended have favorably been ruled upon, which is the grade structure and the market premium. But we were disappointed with the fact that the panel ruled that the grievances committee to resolve this problem before the 31st of January. And we are like wondering, why 31st of January? Because this is an arbitration resulting from a strike action. You know, so it means that our membership is already aggrieved. Why do you want to resolve this issue by the 31st of January?
Is it that it is too early or it's too late? The date
it's
is
too late.
Too late.
Too late. I mean, the ruling is clearly, you know, in favor of the structure and then the market premium being reviewed. So why don't you give them a week? Even the panel could have ruled directly on what has to be done. You know, because the exhibits were clear. They were there. The recommendations too were there. So this is where we defy a bit. But we think we will let the processes go. We will meet with our membership and then discuss the ruling and see how best we can move forward.
Ex-officio member of the Government and Hospital Pharmacists Association talking to Gloria Anderson.